the applause, the elation, it all belongs to Chas Mostert. For the second time in his career, he lines it up out of the direction change into Murray's corner now for the final time. Second gear, lines it up. The 2021 Repco Bathurst 1000 winner is Chas Mostert.
Yeah,
well done, Chas Mostert. Lee Holdsworth, his first ever victory at Mount Panorama.
Great moment yesterday. Chas Mostert winning his second, Lee Holdsworth winning his first with Wilkinshaw Andretti United. We're going to head back to your calls and your texts very shortly. Kane Corns has hit a bit of a nerve with his Sydney Stack editorial, so back to that very shortly. But Greg Rust has been good enough to join us for Otis Eyewear. Summer looks better through glass. Great to have a motor racing guru to talk us through what it was like yesterday to be there. And I think he's on the way home. Morgan to you. Greg, great to have you on the program.
Dwayne Cain, g'day. And yeah, it was about an hour out of Bathurst. It's like someone pulled a battery out of me after a week of broadcasting. But that place and that race never fails to deliver something special. And particularly in the final third of the race yesterday, it came alive for all sorts of weird reasons. And who would have thought we would have a safety car for an echidna on the track? Just amazing.
So the broadcaster, I presume, didn't let that echidna out. The drama that Bathurst always provides, whether it's a rock on the track or kangaroos, it's not just motor racing, Greg. It's the entertainment business. It's a very entertaining day of TV, let alone the great race that it is also.
Oh, and it was just everyone was kind of humbled and thrilled yesterday when we were on the grid before the start of the race, just to be back to normal. It was a very weird feeling last year when there was no crowd there. Obviously, everyone's had a challenging year. All the teams and the officials and the competitors, over the last few weeks, it's been a huge stretch for them. Many of them have been away from their homes for a long time, and some of them will be away a little bit longer, just until they can get, you know, back into Queensland with the, you know, the observation of the rules that are in place there. But when we're on the grid and we're all gathered before the start, the atmosphere, Prime Minister was there and New South Wales Premier and more. I mean, it was just mighty, guys. And as I say, you know, you soak up. It is like walking onto the ground of the MCG as the game is about to start. The grand final is about to start. It doesn't get any better than that. It always gets the hairs on the back of your neck up. It is a very, very special race.
It was captivating, Greg. I was glued to the TV, and I'm not a big rev head by any stretch. But tell us about Chas Mostert, because the 2015 crash, I went back and looked at the vision, harrowing, really, and nearly lost his life. Now, he spoke post-race that was playing on his mind when victory was in sight. Can you take us through the mental demons that he must have been feeling yesterday?
I was calling that crash back in 2015 with Neil Compton, and it is one of the most frightening that you'll see at the mountain at a very fast place. The track itself, boys, is hugely unforgiving. Big kind of risk-reward sort of venue. And, you know, he carried some injuries from that. He's not the kind of guy that I think has mental demons per se. He's got this easygoing, really cool nature. I'm sure the physicalities would be a reminder of that injury from that crash. But he won in a very famous sort of set of circumstances when he overtook Jamie Wincup in 2014 on the final lap of the race. Chas had not led a lap of that race, and Jamie was running out of fuel, so it was edge of the seat stuff. But yesterday was the end of a nigh on perfect week for that whole operation. Chas's character on the podium, I just love that. I mean, he's you know, one of the biggest stars of our game now. And the other huge story for me is Lee Holdsworth. I've known Lee for a long time. For him to finally get that Bathurst win, guys, was just enormous and richly deserved.
And he was significant, Lee, as well, wasn't he, yesterday, his role in it?
Well, I mean, you could look at the regulations for the race. They effectively say that no one driver can do more than two-thirds of the race. So what the crews often do is try and aim to get the co-driver, get their third of the race done, their minimum, if you will, and then let the main driver do the rest. Well, Lee was so good for the entire week that they let him have longer at the wheel. He played a super significant part. And there were moments during practice as the week unfolded, where his times were nigh on par with Chaz. They were a dynamite combination. Carr was bloody good, and that team, that's a huge step for that team. They've been putting various building blocks in place to, I mean, we could see their performance, you know, as the year's gone on. They've really set themselves up for what I think will be a great year in 22. That's a huge win for them.
And Chaz spoke about the fact it wasn't easy. He showed a lot of resilience. He blew that tyre, and he said he had to change his driving style because he thought he was going to blow another one. What does he mean by that? Like, we just see these drivers trying to go as fast as they possibly can, but the tactics behind this, Rusty?
I think at the time, he was a bit miffed at himself because I think he thought he contributed to that tyre issue. And it's actually not the tyre maker's fault either. What happened when the tyre first came off the car, I was with some of the crew and they looked at it, and it had an odd kind of cut in it, and we couldn't sort of understand why. And they let the tyre cool down. They get quite hot, obviously, during the race with the way they're tortured. And when it cooled down, the technical guys came and had a closer look at it, and it appears that he's just freakishly hit a piece of debris on the track that's cut it. So it was a freaky set of circumstances. But when it first happened, Chaz was kind of half beating himself up that maybe he was going a little too hard. So, at the very end there, it was a great stoush between two big teams. The Red Bull outfit, I mean, it was the final race for Jamie Whincup. It's Roland Day and the team bosses. He's cleared out the desk there as well. It's a big changing of the guard for that operation. And they really wanted to go out with a Bathurst win as well. And Shane van Gisbergen's won the championship. We shouldn't lose sight of that. It's been a massive year for him. And the thing I love, guys, they could have gone, you know what, we can't catch Lee, we can't catch Chaz, let's just bring it home in second and put another trophy in the cabinet. And they didn't do that. They went to hell with that. Let's race hard here. It didn't work out, but I love the fact that they raced. That just shows what that organisation is all about.
Greg, I better let you get back on the road. We really appreciate you pulling over to have a chat to us. Glad you had a great weekend. We had a great day watching it yesterday and half a Saturday. So we appreciate you picking up the phone and taking our call on your way home. We'll talk soon.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you. The grand final of motorsport in Oz delivered again. Take care.
Amazing.